joined the meeting.
Okay. All right, we'll call the January monthly meeting of the Steuben County Legislature
to order. Let me turn my microphone on. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Fertella.
Here.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Dr. Hammond.
Here.
Mr. Hanna.
Here.
Mr. Horton.
Here.
Mr. Cool.
Here.
Mrs. Lando.
Here.
Mrs. Lozo.
Here.
Mr. Mayo.
Here.
Mr. Malter.
Here.
Mr. Mullen.
Here.
Mr. Nichols.
Here.
Mr. Potter.
Here.
Mr. Hsu. Mr. Swackhammer. Mr. Van Castle.
Here.
Mr. Van Atten.
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right. We have a quorum. Would Ms. Lando lead us in the invocation and Mrs. Lozo in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Join the meeting.
Dear Lord, we pray for our legislature to work together for the good of our residents. We also pray that our residents stay safe during this pandemic and that no more will die because of it. In your name and in your mercy, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Certificates of appreciation.
Brandy Wilson, would you please come forward?
Good morning. Brandy, on behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we'd like to present the certificate to you on 10 years of service with the county. Congratulations.
All right, comments by members of the public.
Edward Tichy.
Come up to the podium, turn the microphone on. You have 3 minutes to talk. There you go. It's
testing.
On. It's on.
Before I start my clock for time, you each have received a package of which I will briefly summarize. My name, Edward Tichy, lifelong resident of Steuben County. Got my clock going here. Exactly 4 years ago today, Steuben County CPS started to receive reports against myself, Edward Tichy, from one of my children. Steuben County CPS indicated a report against me, removed my children from us, and took my family to court. I requested that the Central Register amended report to unfounded. In a decision this last September, the Bureau of Special Hearings directed the Central Register and Steuben County CPS to amend the report to unfounded from indicated. This reversed Steuben County CPS actions. In this decision, 16 pages, Judge Machado and supervising Judge Downey wrote, "The caseworker admitted she failed to verify if any of the information provided by the child was factual." This was in the March 26th statement. This was testimony from Hillary Graham, senior caseworker, Steuben County CPS. CPS used these unverified statements in Article 10 petitions, a petition to remove the children from my home, and Steuben CPS attorneys elicited testimony in court and at a fair hearing based on these unverified facts. The following 11 people associated with my case produced, received, reviewed, and used these legal court documents that contained unverified information. These people are caseworker Burdett, supervisors Avery and Sebring, attorney Bill Carey, commissioner Catherine Muller and her assistant Edna Keys, Commissioner's Counsel Jessica Peasley, Investigator Vaughn, County Assistant DA, Attorney Mary Hope Benedict, and the Family Court Judge Honorable Philip Roach. Every one of these people had the chance to verify this information about my case and failed to do so. Not only did this decision amend the report to unfounded, but it also ordered that my name is not even a subject of the report. Currently, Steuben CPS knows this case has false reports, and the department has not yet, after 4 years, followed up on its statutory responsibility to prosecute them. See Social Services Law 424-8. Currently, there's a civil suit filed by me against Steuben County CPS. CPS has a mission statement, but has not fulfilled it in regards to the TG family. So why am I coming with this information to the Steuben County Legislature? I respectfully request that the Steuben County Legislature consider reviewing the administration, principles, practices, and training of the CPS unit. The current department structure has affected my case and other recent known cases where Steuben CPS has wrongfully accused and prosecuted county residents. The department has irreparably affected myself. They've spent upwards to $200,000 on this matter to date. Please contact me if you have any questions about this. I would be able to share this with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. TG. No other speakers. We'll close the public comment section. Adoption of the minutes of previous meeting.
So moved.
A second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. Motion carried. Reports of standing committees. And reports of special committees. Reports of county officers. Any announcements? Other than I'm told the vice chairman's birthday is tomorrow and she's the same age as the Super Bowl. So happy birthday, Miss Fitzpatrick.
Thank you.
All right. 36, right? What's that?
The Super Bowl is only 36.
Yeah, right? I guess. They do it in Roman numerals, so I get confused. All right, we'll move on to the general orders of the day. Would the clerk please read resolution 1?
Introduced by Ms. Fitzpatrick. Matters pertaining to county real property tax sales, corrections of assessments, property taxes, and other real property acquisitions and dispositions.
Is there a second? Questions or comments? Not. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Stain, client.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Dr. Hammond.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
All right. Resolution 1 carries. Would the clerk please read resolution 2?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten. Receiving and accepting the January 24th, 2022 communications log is prepared by the Steuben County Manager's Office.
Any questions? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Resolution 2 carries. Would the clerk please read resolution 3?
Introduced by Mr. Malter and Ms. Fitzpatrick. Appropriating American Rescue Plan Act funds to the Sheriff's Office for the Jail Chiller Project.
Any questions? If not, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Dr. Hammond.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Carries. Resolution 3 carries. Would the clerk please read resolution 4?
Introduced by Mr. Shue and Ms. Fitzpatrick. Appropriating American Rescue Plan Act funds to the Information Technology Department for purchase of equipment.
Second.
Any questions? Please call the roll.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Dr. Hammond.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
All right. Resolution 4 carries. Would the clerk please read resolution 5?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols and Ms. Fitzpatrick. Appropriating American Rescue Plan Act funds to the Department of Public Works for the purchase of equipment.
Second.
Any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Dr. Hammond.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Resolution 5 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 6?
Introduced by Mr. Nichols. Authorizing a shared services agreement with Steuben County Soil and Water Conservation District.
Second.
Any questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Dr. Hammond.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Resolution 6 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 7.
Introduced by Mr. Mullen. Accepting the environmental assessment for the Woodlands Community Incorporated Infrastructure, Electrical and Paving Improvements Project and finding of no significant impacts.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
I got no comments.
No comments. All right. All right. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Dr. Hammond.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Resolution 7 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 8.
Introduced by Mr. Mullen and Ms. Fitzpatrick. Authorizing a transfer of the HVAC and chiller renovations capital project balance to the 911 HVAC chiller controllers water softener capital project.
Second.
Any questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Dr. Hammond.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
All right. Resolution 8 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 9?
Introduced by Mr. Mullen and Ms. Fitzpatrick. Authorizing the closing of the HVAC and chiller renovations capital project.
Second.
Any questions? Please call the roll.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Dr. Hammond.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
All right. Resolution 9 carries. Would the clerk please read Resolution 10?
Introduced by Mr. Shue. Amending the Memorandum of Understanding with the Deputies Association for the Dental Insurance Plan.
Second.
Any questions? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Dr. Hammond.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yep.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Resolution 10 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 11.
Introduced by Mr. Shue. Filling the unexpired term of the Democratic Commissioner of Elections of the County of Steuben.
Second.
Any questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Dr. Hammond.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes. Resolution 11 carries. Is Ms. Sariski here?
Yes, she is.
Please stand up. Congratulations. Would the clerk please read Resolution 12?
Introduced by Mr. Shue, confirming the appointment of the Veterans Service Agency Director for the County of Steuben.
Second.
Any questions? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Dr. Hammond.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Resolution 12 carries. Mr. Smith, would you please stand up? Congratulations. Clerk, please read Resolution 13.
Introduced by Mr. Nichols and Mr. Shue, confirming the appointment of the Commissioner of Public Works for the County of Steuben.
Second.
Any comments? All right, would the clerk please call the roll?
Dr. Hammond.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo. Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Resolution 13 carries. Mr. Rhodes, congratulations. The clerk, oh. So could we get a motion to group resolutions 14 to 34
second.
And waive the readings? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's carried.
All introduced by Mr. Van Atten.
Yep. Is there a second on all of them? So these are filling all the appointments. I would point out, I met with the chairman of the Board of Trustees for the college. They are still looking for one other person from Steuben County. If you know of anyone who would make a good trustee, they still have a vacancy. So
was it customary to have a legislator? Because in the past, it's been a legislator. Was that?
It doesn't need to be a legislator. Don Kreth was on, and he was a legislator. But it's not an appointment of a legislator.
It's not required.
No, and this person that we're appointing today is from Sullivan. He works at Sullivan Park.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, any other questions on any of these appointments? We appreciate all of you folks that have volunteered to serve on outside agencies and boards.
You mean voluntold?
Voluntold.
Voluntold, yeah.
And all of these are by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? They are carried. Is there any other business for... Oh, I don't have a 35.
You should.
Oh, I'm sorry. Matters pertaining to settlement of claims by or against the county.
Mm-hmm. Last one.
For a while.
Ah.
We don't need an executive on this.
Mm-hmm. Need a second.
Introduced by Mr. Van Atten. Matters pertaining to the settlement of claims by or against the county.
If there are any legal questions, we have to go into executive session.
Well,
Mr. Mullen.
I can answer. I think generally since we're receiving money.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
I don't think it'll be too controversial. I'm wondering, how did this formula get established? I know that we had talked generally about this settlement coming and the amount of money that we may receive out of it, but how I'm reading it is that we are going to get 1% and change out of 17.5% of the total settlement. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's because the first three are the direct plaintiffs in the suit. We're just part of the settlement of the class action, which was a smaller group. So the 17% went to the remainder. And my understanding of all of these, because this is the fourth one, I think, that we've had a distributor defendant that we've settled against. My understanding is the formula is based on population. The state does it, and it breaks it down by population percentage.
Any other questions?
So is there a dollar amount associated with this?
Yep. This one is $227,463.21. Half is unrestricted and half is restricted, yet we don't know quite what that means yet, like with all the rest of them.
Yep. And this goes into where until we learn how it can be distributed?
Probably booked as a receivable. Sitting there until we know exactly where it needs to be appropriated.
Okay. Is there an issue actually receiving them?
No, it's just the state is still promulgating the regs about what restricted funds can be used for.
Right.
Next month is our first payout of any of them.
And I'm assuming the restricted is going to be all around opioid.
Correct. Services.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prevention, treatment, response.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If there's no other questions, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Dr. Hammond.
Yes.
Resolution 35 carries. Is there anything else for executive session?
Yes, one item relative to collective bargaining.
Okay. We have a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We are in executive session. Executive session. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are out of executive. Motion to adjourn the regular meeting.
So moved.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much, folks.
Thank you.